Bezrat Hashem, we'll see you next week. Get back to normal a bit. Last week, we got to the end of Perek Yud Zayin. There's a little piece left over, which I'm not going to do. He goes into a interesting piece here on Kedusha, but it's very technical, and it's Tzarich HaBeah Avodah. So maybe we'll come back to it. It just discusses how the Kedusha of Musaf, how that works with what we spoke about last week, the being Mechabe Shemaim to Aretz. I'm not going to do it now. Remind me, we'll come back to it one day. In the meantime, I'm going to move on to Perek Yud Ches. It's called Ru'a Deruin. That's the heading of this. So you already get a sense that there's something esoteric going on here. Let's see. Zman Mincha de Shabbos v'suda shlishis nikrayim b'loshon Chazal Ru'a Deruin. Rotson harutzaynois. The double loshon of Rotson. It's Zman Rotson, Ace Rotson with a double loshon. If you use Loshon like that, you understand you're dealing with the secrets of Torah. What he calls Pshat. Let's try and understand it according to Derech Pshat. We know that the reality, the world exists the way it is, because that's the rotzon of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, so things should be the way they are. Kach v'kach, this is the way it should be. If something is the way it is, that's because that's the rotzon Hashem. Nimtza sh'olam, shehu megvon nivroim shoinim v'mushunon. The world that we live in, which is made up of many, many different things. V'dache ashgocha mit partois l'riboy riboy's pratin. Hashgacha is in multiple different details, made up of many, 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 many details. So therefore, all these different things are different Ratzonis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything you see is the way it is, because that's the Ratzon of Hashem. So since you have so many differences, so much diversity, each aspect of that Bria is the way it is, because that's the Ratzon Hashem. So there's lots of different Ratzonis. Simcha kan, va'etzev kan, aviyah de simcha, aviyah de sadness, or kan, v'choshech kan, it's light now, but it's dark somewhere else, kedusha kan, v'tuma kan, v'kol kertzoinis barach, v'kol dova v'dova shi kamo shehu, nimtza sholem kuro retzoinis rabbi megvonim shoinim zemize. You see, the world's made up of many, many different retzoinis, which are sometimes different from each other. In fact, very often different from each other. Yes, Kedusha, yes, Tuma. Yes, happiness, yes, sadness. Those are all different Ritzonis of Hashem. This is blue, this is green. This has got two legs, this has got 1,000 legs. V'amnam. Im netze lechapes b'chlal Ritzonis harabim, ha'im yesh rotzon echad k'lali shu sibe l'kol Ritzonis, shevimeni yoytze kulam? But is it? Oh, it is, but how do you go about finding that one rotzon that unites all these causes for the way things are? All these different ritzonos manifest in a way because there's one central rotzon. Well, ze amru chazal, kol da avid rachmona letov avid. That's a good one in brochos, we all know that. Rabbi Akiva, kol da osir rachmona letov avid. Everything Hashem does is for good. Hayni ritzonis barach lahaytivu arotzon apnimi v'anashama lekol ritzonos. If you take all these ritzonis and you track them down to their ultimate source, to their initial cause, and the cause is to do good. To do good. We many yotzoilim amalo im kol kit protusoi ha'en soifis v'kol mikoy charotzen ha'klali la'itiv. All these infinite different ritzonis that we see, everything we see in the world is just a manifestation of different ritzonis of Hashem, but they all flow out of one central rotzon, and that is the rotzon to do good. Okay, if that's clear, we can move forward. In other words, when you see a cockroach, that's a rotzon Hashem. Somehow that has something to do with a Kodesh Baruch Hu's rotzon lahitiv. Don't explain that to your wife, but that must be based on what we said. That must be true. Nimtza she'atove hi aroya de royon. The rotson of retzoinos is this rotson to do good. There's lots of retzoinos, but what's the rotson of all those retzoinos? The rotson are rotson is lahitiv. A rotson shrat sibila kol retzoinos. What's behind? What's causing all these different retzoinos? Lahitiv. Amram. Puluzu shelatove dairinen bo. This rotson lahatova, this action, this thing called being lahative, that's the deepest and most simple and the beginning and end of everything. That's the first rotson, it's the source of everything, of all the maisim Hashem. Everything Hashem does is all rooted back in that rotzon. V'utz musa b'tarosa tizgala rak achrei kichloisa kol kishelavod yimlech noira. The etzem, giloi, the understanding of all, why it was, how it is, and how it needs to be, will only be at the end. When Hashem's levodo yimlech noira. V'az yiskayim rotzonis b'rach hapnimi b'giloi, then Hashem's inner rotzon, laheiti, will be revealed to everybody. V'lo yele toiv l'Yisrael, then it'll only be good. That we'll get to that ultimate moment, whatever that means. The tzaddikim will be sitting with their crowns on their head and basking in the glory of the Shekhinah. Obviously, if that would be Megale in this world, then there'd be no way of working anymore. You wouldn't have Bechira. In that state of tzaddikim yoshim and tzaddikim yoshim, there's no bechira there. We're in this world to earn that hatova, not to get it for nothing. So therefore, it can't be revealed in all its force. So that tachlis of everything, that which lies behind everything we see, all the ritzoinis, that's hidden. We can't see it in this world. That'll be megala leosid lovo. However, Shabbos, we know, is a shtikul olam haba. You step into olam haba to a certain extent on Shabbos. Olam haba is also a step ladder where you go up and up and up to get more and more of the gilu of the toiv, the genuine toiv of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'chidush ake chidush. As we mentioned, you start climbing this ladder. You go into Shabbos, and you start going up and up and up in Kedusha. There's more Chiddush, there's more revelation, there's more getting closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That hits the peak at what's called Mincha de Shabbos, Shalosh Shudas. His man shall bekir ha'ora shel oylam haba be'utzmosoi begede shel ma'ayin. There's a ma'ein olam haba, meaning there's a giloi to a certain extent of this rotzon haritzoinos. There's a gilo of the ritzoinos. We see many ritzoinos, but the gilu, the ikka gilu of the rotzon haritzoinos is an olam haba. When's that? That's at Minchon Shabbos. His man shall be kias ha'orish shel olam haba. That's when there's this revelation of this light of olam haba. That's an ace rotson, which you don't find any other time in the Bria at all. Not even on Yom Kippur. Even Yom Kippur on Shabbos doesn't have that same piska of rotson or ritzoinos. It's a very mesugal time to be davening. We only say it once a week. That this is an enormous ace rotson. Why? Because the rotson haratzonis is being megala now. The rotson lahatova, that's what's being megala at that time. Lafik rotson min Hashem, al kol mishiloseinu l'kol yamei ha'maisa aboyim likroseinu l'sholim. So that one has to use that, those moments, those are precious moments, mincha, at the Giloi, at Shaloshudos, at that time, that the time of enormous Giloi, because that's when that Rotson HaRetzoinos is accessible. That's when you can go into it. You can touch it and you can utilize it. So that's the another aspect of this, of the different tefillahs on Shabbos and how they manifest in the different levels and the different Zmanim on Shabbos. The Ike Giloi of the Ma'ein Olam Haba is Dafka then. At Mincha, where that Rotzon HaRetzoinus is Begaled, and that's the Rotzon to do Mimeitiv. There's nothing interfering with that. So that's why it's an Eis Rotzon, and it's Zman Mod Musugo LeTfila. And this Shabbos even more. It's Rosh Chodesh Elul, and it's Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, and it's Shabbos together. So there's a lot of Yetzer Hara dancing around this Shabbos is Mincha. Be careful. Forget why we davening Mincha. Okay. Fine. Okay, so that finishes off for us Chelek Gimel. Obviously, I think we have to do Chazara, otherwise we're not going to remember anything. Chelek Dalet starts a sugya, which we touched on a lot. We've discussed it many times, and we're going to go into it more deeply now. The sugya of Lesle Migami Klum. We mentioned this many times, that Midas HaMalchus, and you see this as many manifestations, many applications. Midas HaMalchus is Lesle Migami Klum. It has nothing of its own. All it is the vehicle that's Megala, the Koyach into Poel. We spoke about that a lot. Let's try and expand this and see how this applies in and of its own right. Nekudem Yuchedes, Yesh B'inyan Shabbos Kodesh, Maish Yisod Mitzvah Shabbos, Yishvisu Menucha, Batam Shanu Shaisim, Mipnei Shashem Yisbroch Shabbos V'yinofesh. One of the foundation of the mitzvah of Shabbos is Shvisa Menucha. Right? You understand what Shabbos is about? Shvisa Menucha. And the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Sheves on Shabbos. Shabbos v'yinofesh, that's what Hashem did on Shabbos. He rested, so we rest. Hainu shebeshvisa seinu menucha seinu heima lidmus alav yisparach. Our Shvisa and Menucha on Shabbos is the dmus for Kodesh Baruch Hu's Shvisa u'menucha. V'hinei, b'sha'a mitzvahs, k'gon b'tfilin. Afol pi shomru chazal, sh'kiyochel Hashem Yisbarach m'nech tfilin. All the mitzvahs, k'viyochel, it says, Kodesh Baruch Hu wears tfilin. So by mitzvahs tfilin, we're also doing what Hashem does. He wears tfilin, we wear tfilin. Lo niske she'ize iketam ha'mitzvah. But that's not the reason why we put on tfilin. We don't put on tfilin because Hashem puts on tfilin. The reason why we keep Shabbos is because Hashem kept Shabbos. That's why we keep Shabbos. Why do you put on tefillin? Not because Hashem puts on tefillin. It happens to me that he also, whatever that means, puts on tefillin. But that's not the cause, the reason, the sib of us putting on tefillin. The iketam of the mitzvah of Shabbos is because Hashem. Hashem keeps Shabbos, kept Shabbos, keep Shabbos, so you have to keep Shabbos. So, in understanding this, there's a big yesod in understanding Shabbos and also understanding the klal of what Malchus is. Another facet, another aspect in the sugi of Malchus. In a kvan iska moshel shel inen haMalchus sheike mo'mare ha'meshakefes b'soiche dimyois ha'indois lenegdo. Shabbos, we said, one of the mosholim, one of the aspects we mentioned was that it's like a mirror that reflect back whatever's standing in front of it. And that's a very, very accurate marshal for Malchus. Where we have this represented very clearly in Maisa Breishis, the relationship between the sun and the moon. We know that the moon only reflects the light of the sun. It doesn't have its own light. It just reflects like a mirror. The sun shines and the moon reflects that light. And we know that the moon is a representation of Malchus. The moon is always a reference of Malchus. When we do Kiddush Levana, we mentioned David HaMelech a lot. We spoke about that in Kiddush Levana, that the Yareach is Midas HaMalchus. V'cheina Shabbos hi Malchus. Shabbos is also, we said, Midas HaMalchus. Shederech HaShabbos mekablim pnei Shechina. Via Malchus, you get the pnei Shechina. It means Shabbos kevyochol reflects like a mirror the Shechina. וכן כנסת ישראל, ולכלולוסו היא מלכוס שמיים. כנסת ישראל, in its unified form, is also a מלכוס שמיים, שדרך עם ישראל רואים קווידיס ברך פועלם. How do you see כובד השם in the world? Through a united Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, united Klal Yisrael, reflects Kovod Shemayim in the world. Without Klal Yisrael, you wouldn't see Kovod Shemayim. You see Klal Yisrael reflects that Kovod Shemayim in the world. So Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael as a united force, is also an aspect of this Malchus. That's like a mirror. Amnam. Ve'emes Moshel Amaru hu Moshel ve'inyonim doimimim. The marshal of a mirror is a very accurate marshal when you're talking about things that are similar. No, he doesn't mean doimimim, yeah, it's similar. He means doimimim, meaning doimimim, things that don't doimim. The sun and the moon are doimim. Ech mishtakev doimim echad al yechay doimim acher. How one doimim reflects another doimim. שאמר רמנו מדויסב הרוי ממוס של האוימד מולוי, אורחוי, רויחוי וצורוסוי. The mirror reflects the length, the breadth, the height of the thing that's standing in front of it. אבל אם האוימד מולו הוא צומח או חי, לא להשתפו מתוך אמר האויסם כויחס עצמיך וחיוס. If you put a plant in front of the mirror, so the mirror can't reflect the life force. And the growth force and all the unbelievable processes taking place within that living entity. Shemar atzmo hu chofetz doimim, because a mirror is a doimim and can only reflect the doimim aspects of what's standing in front of it. You'll see how tall the plant is, what color it is, but the inner workings of the plant you won't see in a mirror. The mirror can't reflect koiches which it itself doesn't have. Can only reflect that which it has. So all the doimim aspects of whatever a plant is, it can reflect. But all the chius, the life forces that are in a chaya or a tzomeach, the tzmicha, that the mirror can't reflect. Barak mishu ba'atzmo tzomeach or chay yoichlevei sapol koiches tzmicha v'chius. Only something which has itself the koiches of tzmicha v'chaya can bring forth from potential to actualization, the tzmich and the chiyos. That's muvan, correct? V'zu achas asibas, lama shamru chazal, eved melech kemelech. One of the reasons the Gemara in Shua says that eved melech kemelech. The eved of a melech is like a melech. Why is the eved of a melech like a melech? Given she'inyan ha'avdus, kuma she'a eved moitzi la'o la'poilis ritzonosov shel ha'melech. What is a melech? What's the definition? What's the essence of a melech, of an eved? Somebody who fulfills the ritzonus of the melech. That's all he is. There's no ritzonus of his own. That's why we're trying to become a vodim. Eved Hashem is the greatest praise because he has no ritzon of his own. He has a ritzon to do whatever the melech wants. So that's what an eved is. He's megala the ritzon of the melech. אם כן איך יוכל לאבל לשמש את אדוניו ולא יצא את רצונו אל הפועל אם לא יהיה בו עצמו מגונוני המלכוס. How can he reflect something which he doesn't have? The Eved is a mirror of the Melech. But he's not a Melech. How can he be Megala midas המלכוס if he himself is not a Melech? That's why Eved Melech כמלך. The Eved who's the gilu of the rצונוס of the Melech has to also have aspects of Malchus. Gona eved achray lachonas diroso shel adoino. Babushay macholov mishtoso. The eved who's in charge, he's responsible for the office manager, the home manager, whatever you want to call him. Yeah, he's in charge of the home and the food and the clothes and the drink. And lo ilam yachol lemale tafkid ze im ein hu atzmo eiz a melech katan vargushoisov hein kmo melochim. He can't be the head, the major domo of the Melech's palace if he himself doesn't have some aspect of these feelings of Malchus within inside of himself. Kol shekein mitzarech lo yitzi mikoyches apoyles midoysa v'chochmosa shel ha-melech. Shelo shaykh ze eli im bo atzmo yesh mikoyches eilu. If he has to be the one who takes from koyach to poil, the midas and the wisdom of the Melech, so that's not Shaykh, he doesn't have some aspect of this within himself. שלדי כן אף שלא ליועס בייס קיבל למידוס ורוצן אדוין, אבל לא יצאים אל הפועל. He can't be that receptacle of these midas and these ritzonus of the melech to be megala those midas lower down. He gets the message from the melech and he has to now impose those ritzonus of the melech on the rest of the household because he's in charge of the household. He has to make sure that the guy who makes the bed, the kitchen's run properly. How does he manifest those ritzonus of the melech if he himself doesn't have some aspect of malchus in him? ובפני כך, אחד מיסוד המלכוס הוא שהמלך דוימה במציאס אל העם. That aspect now, you'll see it's an unbelievable application here. This principle requires therefore, that one of the foundations of Malchus is that the melech has to be similar in Metzias, not showing off, not pretending to the nation. There has to be something doime in the melech to the am. וכן פירשו, בעל הדיקדוק הקדמיים, אז ההבדל בין מלך למוישל. The famous goyen, but even before the goyen, they explained the difference between a melech and a moishel. The melech is a melech, and a moishel is a moishel. They're the same thing. They're both rulers. The Chazal, the Kadmoinim, point out the big difference. Shamoishel yoichel limshol al kol metzias shehi. A moishel can rule over anything. He has no limitations. A moishel is a ruler. He rules by force, and he can rule over anything. Aval melech lo yikra melech im yimloich al adoy meloi. A melech is only a melech if he rules over that which is similar to him. ולכן אמרו חזל, מלך שבחיוס ארי מלך, שבבהי מוישו מלך שבאופס, sorry, again, מלך שבחיוס ארי. חזל tell us in חגיגה that the king of the animals is the lion, the melech of the behemoth is an ox, and the melech of the ofis is the nesher, is the eagle. He rules over the bird. שלום ליוכל האריה, שהוא עצמו חיה למלוך על הבהמות. What do you mean? Why can't the melech also be the king of the animals? Why do you need an ox for that? Why do you need an eagle? The melech's the king. No, he can only rule over those things which are doimet to him. והסיבה לזה, שמרוס המלך היא במה שמחיל בתוכת תמציז כויכס כלל העם. What makes a melech a melech is he has within him side of himself in microcosm, tamtzis, the tchunois of the am. He has to be similar, has to be doime la'am. V'chein ha'am mishtakef mitoichem dumus malchom. And the am also has to have aspects of malchus of the melech inside of it. V'v'lai lezeh lo yechshobu melech va'am. If you don't have that, if you don't have the dimion between the two aspects within the melech and the am that are doime, then you don't have a melech and an am. You have a moishel maybe, but not a melech and an am. ולכן מלך שבחייס אריה, שהוא עצמו חיה, והמעולה שבהם, the lion is a חיה, and he's the peak of the חיוס, he's the מלך. וכל ובתוך, כל עוצמס כויכם של כלל החיוס. He has within him all the כויכס of all the חיוס. So that's why he can be the מלך of the חיוס, because he's דוי מלהם, and he's the pinnacle of them. ולזה יקרא מלך על החיוס. That's why he's the מלך of חיוס. וכן כל החיוס משתקף מתוכם כוח מחוסו של האריה. All the chayos have within them some aspect of this malchus of the melech, of the lion. וזה רק במלוי חיה על חיוס, אבל לא יכולים למלוי על סוג שאין ידוע עם הלו. The lion can't rule over the birds, because there's nothing doime. There has to be a dimion between the melech and the am. Okay, that's the sword that comes out here from Malchus. If Malchus is the mirror, if Malchus is the kli gilui from koyach to poil, there has to be a dimion between that which is koyach and that which is poil, between the melech and the am. V'chein b'suga adam, sheikah kachosav boim lidei bitui, v'ma shehu oisa maisim toivim b'bechira barotzo. This is a big, big sugya, this, but this is one of the reasons why Kodesh Baruch Hu couldn't have created the world. We're not going to it now, but it's reminding me, it's a fascinating discussion, is we know that the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world is because of Nama de Kusufa. Hashem could have just given us a top. What do we have to go through 6,000 years of Gehenna for? When a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to do good, us do good, give. You have to earn it. Why do you have to earn it? Because of Nama de Kusufa, bread of shame. Hashem doesn't want us to get it for nothing. He wants us to earn it. Why? Just created a world where there's no Nama Dukusufa. That's a famous question that Kadmonim discuss. It was one of the reasons why why there has to be Nama Dukusufa is not something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can create a world without that. In order for us to get the ultimate good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us, we have to be Doyim El HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means you have to be only be able to give. Taking is a steerer to that. You have to be Doyim El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, you can't create the world that doesn't have Nama Dukusufa, because Nama Dukusufa is a steerer to the unconditional giver. And we have to be Doyim El HaBayir Olam to receive his goodness. That's one of the sodas here that comes out of this. So where does the Ikar Koyach of Adam come to full expression? Which is in that he does Maisim Toivim B'Bechira B'Rotzon. But a person does Maisim Toivim. He does them B'Bechira B'Rotzon. He doesn't do them because he's forced. Lo Muchrach. He has Bechira. Hu Adin Shinen Amalchus Mitvater Rak Al Yedei Mailos Enoy Shiyos. Lo Moshel Melech Shu Chochom O Bal Chesed. Just give a Moshel, understand this better. You have a Melech who's a Chochom and he's a Bal Chesed. This chokhmah and chesed expresses itself where he builds hospitals so that all the sick people should be well treated and well taken care of. What happens if you have an am who doesn't have a shmek of chokhmah and chesed? What does it help that he's building them hospitals? Well, Amai said, lo yeh ma shifoil otam. Who's going to run the hospitals? Who's going to take care of them? Who's going to look after the sick people? There's no bale chesed running around the hospital. The people who don't have a zig of chokhmah are not going to go to hospitals to get help because they don't understand what a hospital is. They see a big building there and they don't know what it is. You'll open up a hospital in the middle of the African jungles, beautiful hospital, the most mushuklal hospital in the world. And you'll stock it and you'll fill up. There's no one animal that's going to knock on the door and say, I've got a headache. Please, can you help me? The most sickest animal is not going to come to the hospital to get help. Because he has no shaykhis to this unbelievable goodness that the melech has done by building a hospital for sick people. Animals not shaykh to that. And therefore, this goodness that's being megali in the forest there with the animals, the goodness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, whoever built the hospital, is not going to be revealed. There can only be revelation of the goodness if the beneficiaries of that goodness has some shaykhis to the midas of the one that built it. If the king builds a beautiful hospital to help all the sick people, because he's got chesed and chokhmah, and there's people in town that have a shtickle understanding of what chesed and chokhmah is, they'll be able to utilize the hospital and be able to see, wow, thank you so much, king, for building me such a beautiful hospital. So there's this some dimyon between the giver, the bestower of good, the melech, and the am that's receiving it. Otherwise, it's lomim b'nezik. Chalal lo shaych, a hospital that's built for animals. Animals don't know what to do with that. If you don't have some chokhmah, you don't have some midas hachesed, so then what are you going to do with a hospital? You're not going to know what a hospital is. You're not going to know how to utilize it. How that fits in with Malchus Shemayim, Etz Hashem, we'll deal with next week. We could start it now, but it's going to take too long. So let's draw the summarize next week what we did now and finish this off, how this dimyon between the melech and the am, how that manifests when it comes to Malchus Shemayim. It was a very important yesod. The ikar avodah for us is to become doime l'boir olam. We have to become doime to Hashem. We know that's what it means, getting close to Hashem. Not just that we can be like him, but that we can receive what it is that he has to give. We have to be like him. Otherwise, it's not shaykh. What are you gonna do with all the beautiful gifts he has for you? You don't have some sense of the chokhmah of the Boreh. That's why you have to learn Torah. When you learn Torah, you start understanding what it is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu's chokhmah is, understanding what his good is, and you start getting closer and closer to understanding reality. Then you can be shaykh to utilizing the reality that Hashem gave you. If one example is a person doesn't understand what Pesach is, lo mevin maze matzah. Yeah, so he's eating a cracker. He's eating it. It's not even a nice cracker. You know, kol kach, we don't eat it because it's kol kach wow. You know, it's not like a, you know, beautiful French loaf fresh out of the oven. You know, it was made 3 months ago. It's been sitting in a plastic bag, and then you eat the cracker. So lo mevin maze. But a person who understands what matzah is, understands what Leila Seder is, and he's eating matzah, he's eating, you know, he's oichling imunah. He's filling his neshama, he's pumping up his neshama with untold amounts of imunah. So somebody who doesn't have shaykhs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who doesn't have shaykhs to what's called imunah b'Hashem, he can't relate to that. So it means there has to be some understanding, some dimin between the giver and the taker of what's going on here, the mirror that which is being reflected. The sun and the moon. The sun and the moon have to have some similarity. They have to have some dimin. Otherwise, the moon can't reflect the light of the sun. Same way anymore, as a mirror can't reflect the inner workings of a dog that's standing in front of it. The mirror will just show you the outer externalities, the doimim aspect of the dog, the inner aspects of the dog, the chaya of the dog, a mirror can't reflect. Okay, so that's some important yesodas. We'll build on them. We'll see how they manifest and how they apply. But it's important to have this yesod very clear in our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have to be doime to the Kodesh Baruch Hu to be able to receive the good that he wants to bestow on us. Because what he wants to bestow on us doesn't necessarily look like good. You know, sitting in a Beis Midrash the whole day with a shtender doesn't, to a lot of people, doesn't look like the best prize. You know, that looks like the punishment. You know, the famous story of the Ponovitch Rova. I'll end with this. When he was building Ponovitch, the yeshiva, they got to the state, they were going to bring the concrete, they were going to be lowering the roof or the floor. I don't know what they were going to do, they were going to bring the concrete. So he hired workers, Jewish workers, and he was paying them by the day, obviously, to come and work, to lay out the concrete and whatever. The trucks were coming, they do the concrete. At the last minute, he got a message that the concrete wasn't coming that day, it was delayed by the day. So he said to the workers, listen, we are paying you anyway. And we're not going to be working. So I want you to go and sit and learn and say to heal him, each person, take out a safe and do whatever you want. And I'll pay you I'm paying you anyway. So I want you to learn. That's what I'm paying you to do. They went off. They came back 15 minutes later. They said, you can keep your money. We're out of here. We can't sit here and learn the whole day. It'll all be shvileinu. Call us when you need someone to do the concrete. That's what I'm saying. You pay a guy to sit and learn. Not everybody has. You have to have those inner workings. Anyway, that's the lesson. A guten Shabbos, a guten Chodesh.
Okay, thank you. Good Shabbos. Chodesh Tov.
The Chofesh, I believe, begins on Sunday, yeah?
Yeah.
And Ben Chodin Elami Shalasik Batoira, yeah? We can get back to Chofesh.
Okay, Shkoyach. Thank you.
Thank you. Chodesh.